Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, sir. Good evening. My name is Ricardo, and I'm with Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll for the South Dakota News Watch and the Chisman Center for Democratic to provide accurate public opinion of the citizens' preferences to better inform policymakers in the state. Are you a registered voter in the state of South Dakota, sir?
I am.
Okay, great. And what is your current official party voter registration? Are you registered?
Independent.
Okay, independent. If there is a proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota that provides for the regulations of abortion based on stage of pregnancy, it proposed the following. First, during the first trimester, it would prevent the state from regulating abortions. Second would be during the second trimester, the state could regulate the abortion decision by any regulation must be reasonable related to the physical health of the mother. And the third would be during the third trimester, abortion could be prohibited except if it's necessary to preserve the life or health of the pregnant woman according to her physician. Do you support or oppose to this proposed amendment to the South Dakota's Constitution, sir?
So the current standing is what? What are the current regulations that it would be changing?
Well, the thing is, they're actually proposing this constitutional.
So what's the current weekly? Yeah, what's the current weekly abortion regulation in South Dakota? 20 weeks, 22 weeks, 18, 16?
During the first trimester, it would, you know, it would prevent the state from regulating the abortion. So.
It means they couldn't regulate it, which means you could have an abortion during first trimester?
That is correct.
And it's basically prohibiting third trimester. So I'm for the third trimester prohibiting abortions. Okay, so that's good. Second trimester, it said it could have some regulation on it. Okay, I think it should be somewhere within that time range. It should be within 10 to 12 weeks. The only portion of that bill I guess I'd be opposed to is if it's saying that you can't do first trimester abortions, which wouldn't make sense because it's saying you can't do third trimester. Is that what it's saying? You can't do first trimester abortions?
Yeah, basically they're actually, you know, they're as of right now, during the first trimester, it would prevent the state from regulating the abortions, right? But during the second trimester, the state could regulate the abortion decisions by any regulations must be reasonably related to the physical health of the mother. However, during the third trimester, abortion could be prohibited except if by necessary to preserve the life or health of the pregnant woman.
Yeah, I agree with that point. Yeah, by the time you get the third trimester, it's too late.
So,
Would you support
or oppose this proposal amendment to the South Dakota Constitution?
The way I understand it, I believe I would support it.
Okay.
I believe the way it's read, I think I would support that.
Sure. And, you know, your opinion is very important. I'll go as fast as I can. I know your time is very important. Another proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota would establish open primaries for governor, Congress, state legislatives, and county races, all candidates, regardless of the party, would be on the same primary ballot. And on top, two vote getters would advance to the general election.
Yeah, I'm okay if they're all in the same primary. You don't have to do a separate Republican or Democratic one. Yep.
Okay. So would you support
single open primary?
Would you?
I would oppose that. I would support that. Sorry. I would support that they're running at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah, single primary.
Whether
they're independent, Republican, Democrat.
Okay. I'm with you. Just want to make sure I get the right opinion here for you. Okay, so a proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota would eliminate the state's 4.5% grocery tax, prohibiting the state from taxing anything sold for human consumption except alcoholic beverages and prepare food. Municipalities may continue to impose such taxes. Do you support or oppose to this proposed amendment to the South Dakota Constitution?
I guess I would need more context. If you eliminate that tax, then do you add a state tax? state income tax, because right now there's no state income tax because there's a tax on food.
Right. No, I understand what.
Yeah, if I remove that, then how does the state get any funding at all? So I guess I would be opposed to removing it because I like it rather than an income tax.
Right. So we're going to go ahead and put it as opposed, just like you say, sir.
Yeah, opposed. Yeah, keep taxing my food. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
would you support or oppose a change in the state law to create a school voucher system, which would allow parents to use the state tax dollars designated for their children's educations to pay to send them to a private or charter school?
Agreed. I am in support. Support.
Okay, I see what you mean. Thinking about the candidates running for offices such as governor, senator, or state legislator, how does a candidate support for Donald Trump factor into your voting decisions? We have first option, we'll only vote for a candidate if they support Trump. Second, more likely to support a candidate if they support Trump. Third one, less likely to support a candidate if they support Trump, or will not vote for a candidate if they support Trump. And the last one, support of Trump is not a factor in your decision.
Last option.
Support.
Not
a factor.
Not a variable. Yeah, unless they're for or against him, I don't necessarily rule them out just because of that.
Okay. Again, thinking about candidates running for offices such as governor, senator, or state legislator, if Donald Trump is convicted of criminal charges, how would that affect your vote regarding candidates that continue to support him? Will only vote for candidates if they support him, more likely to support a candidate if they support Trump, less likely to support a candidate if they support Trump, or will not vote for a candidate if they support Trump. The last one, being support of Trump is not a factor in your decision.
I don't think not a factor. I'll say not a factor. If they support him, if he's convicted and they still support him, yeah, I don't care. Yeah.
All right. Sure. Moving along.
Sold news at this point. Let him go.
I hear you. We're almost we're at 50, sir, and I'm going as fast as I can, but I do want to get the opinion.
You're okay.
All right. Thanks, sir. Now, we would like to ask you just a few questions about health and democracy. In general, how confident are you that American election results reflect the will of the people? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all confident?
Somewhat confident.
Somewhat confident. Okay. Do you accept the outcome of the 2020 presidential election or not?
Do I accept it? I accept it, yes, but there's still some fraud involved. Very well may have been.
That's a very important part about your opinion, sir. Thank you for taking the time here. How much trust, if any, do you have in each of the following? I'm going to read you four. Local elections officials in your county, do you a great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, not trust at all? Which one do you?
A fair amount. Fair amount.
Fair amount of trust. Second is election officials in Republican states. A great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust or not trust at all?
Fair amount.
A fair amount. And the third one being election officials in Democratic states. A great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, not trust at all?
Not much trust.
Not much trust. States election officials in South Dakota, a great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, or not trust at all, sir?
I'd say a fair amount for the state.
Fair amount of trust for the state. Which one of the following best describes your view of American democracy today? First one being, there is no current threat to the American democracy. Second one, American democracy is being tested. And the third one, American democracy is under attack.
I say it's being tested.
It's being tested. Let me mark that one down here. And please tell me if you agree or disagree with each of the following statements. First one is, it is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American culture and their values. Would you say you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree to this statement?
I mean, I would disagree to that statement. You got to peacefully protest. I mean, that's, yeah.
Would that be somewhat or strong?
No, I would strongly disagree with that statement. Yeah, just because you disagree with something, you're not entitled to violence. Only for protecting yourselves, others, or property.
So you feel that's a strongly disagree, right, or somewhat?
You strongly disagree, yeah.
Second statement
you don't
would
get
be... I understand that, and you know this is what's amazing about just giving the chance to get your opinion, because I understand it. That's why I want to make sure it's correct. Second one would be, it is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American democracy. Would you say strongly?
Only if they were in the military for 20 years, like me. If you're not in the military, then you're not protecting democracy.
See what you mean.
It's not your job.
I hear you. Would you say strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or
strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree. Okay, let me make
sure. It's not your job to be violent to protect a democracy. That's the military's job.
Moving along here quickly, we're at 85%, sir. I know your time is very valuable. What is your age? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 60 plus?
35 to 49.
35 to 49. Regarding your gender, sir, this is just a question that they're making me to ask you. Just
male.
To make sure that, okay. We'll mark yes and male. Sir, honestly, thank you for your opinion. It's very important. It is my first survey, and I really want to thank you for concluding this survey.
Problem.
It's pretty much done. Enjoy the rest of your night, and take care, okay?
You too.
Thank you for joining, sir. Bye-bye.